learning to be happy. I want to talk from that subject this morning, learning to be happy. Either you need to start the process of learning to be happy, or you're in the midst of the process and you need to keep going until you reach maturity where you can say about yourself that no matter what I go through, I'm going to be happy. But again, today's subject is learning to be happy. And let's give our God a tremendous hand of praise for the text and our subject. Come on, saints. Learning to be happy. Learning to be what?
Happy.
Learning to be happy. Lord, have your way in me today. One thing we all need to understand is, again, that learning to be happy is exactly what I said it was, a process. A process. Because sometimes you'll think you have arrived in a place. You can even say about yourself that you are a certain thing. But how many know sometimes trouble has a way of showing us that we're not quite where we think we are? Come on. You know, you'll have people say, well, I don't care what folks say about me. See, that's what you said with your mouth until folk got to talking about you. As a young preacher, I never forget. One thing old preachers would say, especially when they got to hooping and hollering, they would always say, you can scandalize my name. And at the time I started saying it, I didn't even know how to spell scandalize. But the other preacher was saying, and so I wrapped my little leg back and I said, you can scandalize my name. Church be going crazy. But guess what happened? Folk got to scandalizing my name. And when they were doing it, I didn't throw my leg up and say, ah! I was crying. I was going to God, telling God, get them. Send them to hell. And if like the Lord said, what have they done? They scandalized in my name. And I had to learn, it's easy to say something, but can you live what you say? Come on, y'all know right about it. They can close this plant all they want to. God gave me one job, he'll give me another job. And I'm going to be happy no matter what. They hand you your pink slip and you wasn't happy. I've seen folk get fired at jobs and I don't think they were so mad and so upset. And I told one person, I said, why are you that mad? All you do is talk about how bad it is here. I thought you would have been a clapping and applauding. For after all, you hate this company, right? But see, sometimes trials and adversity will often bring character, true character, to the surface. Yes, it will. But now that's not the time to give up, saints. That's the time when we see true character come to the surface, listen, for us to deal with it. For you to see yourself. And say, you know, I always act like this when it don't go my way. Let me learn to deal with this because this is how I am. And it ain't good for me to be like this. Y'all holding on while saying I'm a Christian. Amen. And so what I'm saying is that to get here, to begin the process, to begin moving through the process, and eventually mature and get in a place that, well, no matter what you go through, you're going to be happy. Here's what it takes. It takes you being willing to fight to be happy. Come on. I said it takes you being willing every day to fight to be happy. Because things are coming to your door to make you sad. And the only reason you're going to remain happy is that you decided when that thing showed up, when that person showed up, that you were going to fight to be happy. Let me teach y'all something about fighting. even though I ain't been no great fighter physically. You got to be honest. When you see people holding up their hands to fight, often we think offense. We think hit. But often when the hands go up, that is also for your defense. Because a person can try to sucker punch you. Oh, come on. Sometimes trouble will try to sucker punch you. Your day going great until you get a phone call. What was said on the other end of that phone was meant to sucker punch you. Been in love with a person you don't know how long and thought they love you until they basically told you that they were just settling being with you. See, if you ain't got your mind right, that can be a sucker punch that's hard to get over. Come on, sisters. My sisters ought to be saying amen out there. Because you're going to be thinking about, I bought them rims. Come on. Now, y'all know we act like this now. I once knew a brother that felt like he got done wrong by a sister or his girlfriend. And he had put a starter or a battery on the car. And he showed up and took it off. He took the battery off. He took the starter, whatever. Took it off the car. I like his attitude. Brother was like, ain't no other man riding on my starter. If you go ride another man, y'all get a starter. Oh, my brothers ain't saying that. Some of y'all brothers just like, that's a true story. Oh, it's quiet in the house. It's quiet in the house. And here's my thing with church people. Not all, but certainly some. I'm amazed at how folk get saved. Now, they was a fighter in the world. Oh, teach that thing, Pastor. They testimony that they came from the streets. Hard. Get in church and turns off. Feeling get so hurt. They just, so-and-so hurt me. What'd they do? It was the way they looked at me, Pastor. Okay, how did they look at you? Can you show me how they looked at you? You know, Pastor, let me say this. The look didn't tell it. Hold on. You said the way they looked at it. Yeah, but Pastor, you couldn't see it like I see it. It's something that I know. You as soft as a donut. Come on, you as soft as a donut. Y'all would be amazed at how many men are soft, whose wives have to encourage them. Don't quit, baby. Soft as a donut. If you're a man here, you soft as a donut, I'm talking about you right now. But you actually be wanting them to fight in the spiritual sense the way you fought in the world from a physical standpoint. Most of you are fighters to the point to where you didn't allow people to just beat you up. Why you allow demons to beat you down? Why don't you have that tenacity that you ain't going to be nobody pushover, pre-pastor, you ain't going to be nobody punk? You're not going to make me quit mistreating me. You're not going to make me leave the church God sent me to. Because you walk by me like you don't see me. The devil is a lie. I'm on an assignment that's bigger than you. I know I'm right about it. Y'all ought to give me a praise if you done been mistreated in your own church. You ought to give me a praise if you been mistreated in your own family. But you gonna love anyhow. You gonna love anyway. Be seated. Some of you didn't stand. We got some donuts in here. It takes something to work in ministry. It takes something to work with people. I'm going somewhere. And remain happy. Can I teach y'all something real good? Most of the time, the people you fall out with are the people you're the closest to. That's when often when people fall out in the church, they're in the same auxiliary. See, you're amongst each other more than you are with certain people. The more you have to be around people, that's the person you're liable to get into it with. Let me tell you how you know. When folk visit your church, they think a certain person at your church just as sweet as pie. But you work with them. And you know she's not as sweet as pie. Trust me. With my married couples, you never had nobody walk up and just tell you how wonderful and nice and humble and loving and kind and gracious your wife is. She's the picture of kindness. And you just be sitting there like, today? And then sometimes married folk, you really want to drop a bomb on her. She ain't speaking to me right now. Anybody ever had your spouse do you like that? Y'all ain't talk the whole day. Somebody walk up and she go to tell you, oh, baby, you like, you know it's a game because soon as they leave your house, y'all go back to y'all corners. Y'all, somebody married need to hear this. Then I got to move on. I remember I told y'all years ago I had to screen down. We were going through it in an argument. And I'm just a person that I've always just been to the point where, hey, I'll quickly let stuff go. Because I don't like being unhappy. I've never liked being unhappy. It's too stressful. All the not speaking, all the, it's too much drama to me. I'd actually be mad at Donna walking in the room and forget I was mad. Because I just don't like being unhappy. I don't like ignoring people and you clearly standing there. I'm going to talk to you. And so one day, you know, we've been going through and so forth like married couples do. All marriages go through stuff. And I just came up, you know, Donna wasn't talking to him, but I said, Donna, I said, what we going to eat? She said it just like that. I don't know what you eat, but I done ate. And I was like, but you know I don't cook. And I said, Lord, you got to give me wisdom how to deal with this. I said, because you know I don't cook. Everybody know I don't cook. Don't judge me. I don't cook. And so I told her, I said, Don, I said, I did just like that. I said, Don, you ever notice when we upset that the trash still get taken out? Even if you piled it up doing your cleaning. I said, you ever notice if your car tear up and we fussing, I still take it to get it fixed? You ever notice that I still wash the car even if you're mad? So what you saying? I'm saying what I do for you don't change. I said, what I'm saying is stop changing on me and go cook. That's what I'm saying. Go cook something to eat. She still didn't get it. This is what she did. Oh, this about food. Let me go fix you something. I didn't say another word because I was hungry. But when I got full, I let her have it. But I was smart enough to, all right. Listen, I got to move on. This is going to be good because some of us need to recognize this. Because the enemy, demons and such can trip you up sometimes. You know, you have to learn to be happy when you're upset with somebody. When you're disappointed in somebody. You have to know how to be angry with a person, but still stay happy. You have to know how to be deeply disappointed in what somebody did or said, but it's not going to ruin my day. Come on. Because some of us, we get upset with people. We get disappointed with people. And it ruins our day, our week, our month. You have to know how to separate the two. I'm upset with them, but I'm going to yet be happy. Because God wants me to be happy. Come on, I'm talking right. You have to know how to be battling something, whether it's in your body, your mind, your emotion, your finances. Yes, I'm battling, but I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy. You have to know how to receive unwanted news and say, this is not what I desire to hear, but I'm going to be happy. Are y'all here? Because some of us will have something happen in the parking lot. I don't know what it was happened out there in that parking lot. Somebody told you they didn't like your shoes. Parking attendant told you to back in and you wanted to pull in. Whatever it was, it happened in the parking lot. And you'll be surprised how folk will bring that attitude of what happened in the parking lot with somebody, and they'll bring it in church. The prayer's going forth, and they still think about what happened in the parking lot. Praise and worship is going forth, and they still mad about what happened out there in that parking lot. Pastor is preaching a good word. You're not hearing any of it because of what happened in the parking lot. See, that ain't good for a person who's learning to be happy. Because the moment you make up in your mind as a child of God that I'm going to be happy no matter what I go through, you're about to go through something. Something is about to happen that is going to literally challenge your happiness. But I wish somebody would just say, I got a right to be happy. Say it again. I got a right. A biblical right, a God-given right to be happy no matter, finish it. You have to have that. Young person, y'all got to have it no matter what's happening at school. And many of us know school can be very up and down. People like you one minute, they don't like you next. You popular one week, you're not popular next week. You go through a whole lot of things, but you have to be able to walk them halls as a happy young person, knowing that I don't have no bills. I eat free turkey. Come on. Just knowing like I'm going to be happy. Is anybody being helped? Anybody be in hell? Because people will mistreat you. People will mistreat you before and don't even recognize the bad attitude that they have. Just like I remember the parking lot ministry. Me and Deacon Cock, remember when we first got saved, we used to work the parking lot together at big events, homegoing, funerals, where parking was going to be limited. It's not enough parking. And so they get you out there, your young brothers. Hey, y'all brother, get out there and park them cars. Okay, all right. And you'd be surprised the attitudes that church folk be giving you, and you just simply trying to park them. Mostly females. Don't get mad at this. Who in some cases are your worst drivers? No, see, some of you saying that's a story. It's not a story. I said in some cases. See, you got offended. Now, see, you got to figure out why you got offended, boss lady. Because I said in some cases, women are your worst driver. Who gonna disagree with that? And you heard what I said. See, you immediately made it a woman thing. That's not true. It is true in some cases. You didn't hear some cases. I've had to park people, and the first thing they tell you when you're pulling up, they see it's crowded. Brother Jalen, and hear what they tell you. I can't get blocked in. I got to leave immediately. You be like, ma'am, you the 10th person that told me you can't get blocked in. Somebody going to get blocked in today. But see, you have to learn to be mistreated, but then have the ability to let it go. I ain't finna wear this all day. I don't know what their problem was. I'm teaching right. I'm teaching right. Because some of you wear on you all day what happened to you. And in totality, you don't know what's wrong with that person. You don't know what was in their mind. Am I right? See, this is when you got to start the process of learning to be happy no matter what. Amen? Now, one antonym of happy is to be miserable. To be miserable. Just a good teaching today. One antonym of happy is to be miserable. And let me tell you something. Misery, if left unchecked, leads to depression. You can't stay miserable and not eventually get depressed. Come on, somebody. Misery and depression are first cousins. Y'all have seen folk that they were so tight that if one showed up, you already knew, give it 2-3 minutes, the other one coming right behind them. They hung like that. Come on, somebody. They hung like that. Or if you saw one, you immediately ask, hey, what's so-and-so at? And they can tell you right where they're at. They like that. When misery shows up, depression is not too far behind. Because y'all have heard the saying, misery loves company. Misery loves what? Because I don't know why I'm feeling this way. You're depressed. And sadly, in the church, some people are okay not being happy as long as they can figure out a way to fake it. Fake it. I done said it before, but it needs saying again. Everybody on social media is not as happy as their picture suggests. Trust me. Trust me. Taking a picture like that, the happiest person in the world, leaning up against somebody else's car. You see the picture and get mad. I've been working all my life. I can't afford a car like that. How'd she get a car like that? She didn't get one like that. And even if she did, a car or anything material is never the source for true happiness. Oh, I'm going to teach that again. Gucci is not the source for true happiness. Prada is not the source for true happiness. I'm teaching it right. LV is not the source for true happiness. Some of y'all ain't clapping. I need some 14 karat gold. It's not the source for true happiness. Making a certain amount of money should never be the source of true happiness. Can I drop another one on y'all? Your marital status or your relationship status should not be the source of your happiness. If you are not happy as a single person and you don't figure that out, you're going to get married and ruin somebody else's life. Because they're going to wake up one day and say, this person was miserable the whole time I was dating them. And I thought if I married them, they changed. But they didn't. Why? Because in actuality, that's who they are. I'm dropping some good teaching today. That's when if you single and you dating and people show you who they really are the first time, Pastor got a word for you. Believe them. Believe them. He don't want to pay for nothing when we go out. Believe that he cheat. Don't ask God. Believe it. He done showed you. First time a man take you out, he talking about split it. Split it. And I ain't saying that first date need to be a PF chain, but that brother need to go somewhere where he can cover it. You know you ain't got PF chain money. If she say PF chain, you just say, oh, I don't know about that. That's all you gotta say. Oh, I ain't feeling PF chain. I tell you what, that new burger they got at Burger King. That thing really good. I don't know if you done had it. Y'all see, I tried to slide that in. That new burger, I don't know if you had it. And then if she had another, she said, Burger King, I would not. You already know, you ain't for me. Come on. Look at Proverbs 12. I'm moving. Learning to be what? Learning to be what? Now see, some of y'all think, why he's saying stuff the way he's saying it? Remember what Paul said? He said that I have learned. I have learned in whatever state. I have learned. If you take a note, that word learn mean he had been taught. Somebody taught Paul how to be happy. See, some of you just think it's like some type of game. You know, anybody ever watched a movie you were really going through? You were really going through some stuff, and you watched a movie, and man, that movie inspired you to be happy. But a week later, you lost all your inspiration. See, you can't count on no movie. See, if you're going to learn to be happy, somebody, God has to use somebody to teach you. Teach you things you don't know. But in order to be taught, one must be teachable. If you are miserable this morning, and you can say, Pastor, I'm tired of being like this, then you have to become teachable. You have to be to the point where you're going to pay attention, hear the word, and you're going to put it into action. You're going to strive with everything that's within you to do according to God's written and God's revealed word. Why? Because you want to learn to be happy. Am I right about it? Note Proverbs 12. Because I don't know. I hope y'all take on my spirit in the sense that I ain't faking nothing. I'm not going to fake being happy. Why would I fake being happy and I can actually start working on learning how to be happy? Come on. And let me share one with y'all. Pastoring. I had to learn to be happy. Pastoring. I had to learn to be happy. I had to learn to be happy. Because people, you sometimes just really do all you can to see them blessed. These will be folk God will reveal to you. Don't like you. How can that be? Got a problem with you. Come on, somebody. I'm talking right. And for years, I pastored just being hurt all the time. Faking it. Just coming, acting like everything's all right. But my heart is just bleeding. I'm like, how can folk be like this? Come on. Oh, I'm talking right. And God had to show me. He told me. He had to get me to see. Your happiness is like a balloon, son, that folk can stick a pin in it and pop it. It's that easy. It's that easy. One meeting. You went in the meeting happy, thinking the person wanted to meet with you for this, and then they just say some stuff that's just really hard to hear. Like, wow, you too. Okay. And if you ain't careful, just sit there at my desk, Brother Daniel, and my happiness did like that. Like somebody just stuck a pin in. Boy, he's quiet in the house. This teacher must be getting to somebody. It's like somebody just stuck a pin in it. It might happen to just deflate it. Just pop. Go home, down to what you eating, what you doing. I'm just going to be by myself for a while. I'm just going. And I knew God knew, like, you can't keep going this way. You won't survive like this. And then sometimes, then when I started, I said, I ain't letting nobody pop me like that. No, I ain't letting my happiness just be burst like that. I worked too hard to get to that place. But then God, then he had to show me. He said, okay, your happiness ain't popping no more. But you got a slow leak. And this is what most saints say. They got a slow leak. Anybody ever dealt with a flat tire? And you weren't too concerned about it because it was just a slow leak. I can't tell you how many times I've told a person, hey, you need some air in your... Oh, they'd be like, that ain't that. I'm like, if you don't take care of the slow leak, that leads to a flat. And see, some of us wonder why we're flat. Why we're depressed. You're not dealing with the slow leak. You're not dealing with the everyday things that happen in your life, and you refuse to grow up and learn how to deal with them. Instead, you just let happiness leak out of you. Yeah, right. Noted Proverbs 12. And I said, I got to stop being like this. It ain't good. When I started growing up, do y'all hear me? I started maturing. I started realizing that, hey, God, your folk can be a trip. I'm dancing on y'all today. I said, church folk, some church folk can be a trip. Speak in tongue one day in Matthew 12. Proverbs 12. Y'all listen, boy. Y'all in today. Y'all in. And somebody, you need this. Sitting back there like, yeah, what is it? But you faking happiness. You miserable. And some of us stay in and out of depression. In and out. But all your lifetime. I said, watching all your lifetime. Watching all these sad pictures. See, I only watch pictures that got a good end. I don't like nobody tell me the story, but do it end good. It ain't good. I say, I'm going to watch it then. I get mad when pictures end. I'm like, man, I didn't sit in no 2 hours to see that. Some of y'all love them pictures sitting there crying and going, I turn it, too emotional, turn it. Some of you watch stuff that have you just sad. Sitting there eating all that ice cream. I can't believe they did him like that. He ain't real. That's a character. This is getting me. Come out. Come to the light. Y'all know I'm right. And see, people think you're being too deep when you say this. But see, your emotions are too valuable to be playing with them like that. If you've had something traumatic happen to you in life, then you probably wouldn't want to watch that being played out over a screen. Because it ain't going to do nothing but bring back memories. And you are that little girl on the screen. You feeling that all over again. But the sad thing is, you bought a ticket and paid for somebody to make you feel that way. I know I'm right. Woo! That's when I think about him and how he left me and how he just walked out. You don't understand the sadness. Pastor, you ain't never had nobody do you like that. But when I think about what I... But you still got his pictures up in your house. That's going to help taking down the pictures. Burn them. Y'all upset with me? Burn them. Somebody looking like, Pastor. You undone me dirt. I don't need to see your pictures. But see, you'd be surprised, folk. People done moved on from you, but you stay on their page looking at who they with now. Oh boy, I'm too far in here now, y'all. I'm too far in here. All in your feelings, and you do it when ain't nobody around because you know how it's gonna make you feel. Look at him smile. Them teeth ain't even real. Anytime you got to talk about somebody to make yourself feel better,
You pretty low. You pretty low. I don't know who she thinks. He ain't got no money. But see, that's doing something to you. Y'all, I'm teaching right. That's doing something to you. Anxiety 12 and 25. Proverbs 12 and 25. Lord. Proverbs 12 and 25. Y'all pulling on me. Somebody need this message. I'm telling you, somebody need this. I've seen folk visit the graveyard, taking food and drinks, talking to dead people, and feeling bad. You know the sad thing about that is that somebody alive needs your company. But you all in your feelings. You may forever miss that person, but if that person loves you, the one thing they want is for you to be happy. Come on, if you lost a child in here, I want to tell you to be happy because you can see them again. That's what David said when his baby died. He said, I cannot go. He can't come to me, but I can go to him. I can see him again. That's Bible. It's a matter of how you choose to deal with things. I'm going to say it again. I'm coming. Emotions are too valuable to play with them. If you know something makes you sad, don't do that. I don't care how many people do it. You have to say, that's not for me. When I do that, I feel a certain way, so I don't do that. That's me. I don't do that. Proverbs 12. I'm trying to get there. Now, Donna don't listen to certain quartet music. I love quartet. She says it's sad. If I put Lee Williams on in the car, she said, you got to get that sad music off. I said, Donna, Lee? Oh, and Harvey crying and singing at the same time. Mm-mm. Y'all have heard Harvey talk about telling his daddy to tell him, take care of your mama. I'm depending on you. Either I can put Donna out or I can change the music. They do so. I say, I understand it, Donna. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety in the heart of man causes what? Anxiety in the heart of man causes what? Somebody say, I got to be careful. What gets in my heart? Say it again. I got to be careful. What gets in my heart? Pat yourself and say, I got to be careful what I allow to get in my heart. See, anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word or divine wisdom makes it what? Glad. You can change your heart with the word. You can go from miserable, depressed, to being happy all because of a good word or divine wisdom. Happy is the man who gains wisdom. Why is this so important? Go to Matthew. Go to Matthew 5. We coming in. Go to Matthew 5. Why is this so important for a Christian? See, don't just look at yourself like the world. Don't just look at them folks at Hollywood and think, oh, they happy. No, they happy when paparazzi around. They happy when the cameras are on them. And they need to look that happy so you keep buying their shoes. What them executives done told them, they not going to buy your stuff if they think you miserable. Most hip-hop artists are broke. But they know you won't bob to their music if you know that Bentley is rented. And that stack of money is fake. So they teach them how to look happy. And many of us know it because when you start doing what they do, thinking it's going to make you happy, you find out it didn't make you happy. Y'all know I ain't scared of you. You know I'll teach. You know I'm not afraid of you. They sitting up there whole body tattooed. And now they got you thinking a tattoo going to make you happy. And you got somebody's name on you you ain't with no more. Come on. You get one tattoo, you're happy for so long. Guess what you need? When your tank get low, I'm teaching right. You need another tattoo. How'd you teach and get a tattoo? Yes. They're not for Christians. If you got them before you got saved, hey, okay, you forgive it. But if you keep getting them after being saved, something not right with you. He done told you don't put no graven marks on your body. Don't cut your flesh. You don't need Psalm 23 on your neck. You need it in your heart. Come on, I'll teach right now. I'm going to finally admit something open I've never admitted. My grandkids asked me this for years. Some of them in the nursery. Papa, did you have an earring? I said, who told you that? Papa, would you just answer? Did you have one? I never answered. I said, who told y'all that? Yeah, I had one. You know when I got it? I thought it was going to uplift me. I thought it was going to make me feel a certain way. Man, I want to be home. Got it in college. Whole time I got it, everywhere I'd be, I'd just be feeling on that ear like that. I guess I could hear mama saying, that ain't right. I'd just be. Finally, I took that thing out. Most men in the church, oh God. Most men in the church who see doing that, they looking at something. They looking at something. Come on. Woo, got quiet then. Matthew 5. Ooh, I got to back up out of here. Now I'm backing out of there. I didn't get no help from none of the brothers. They must wear earring when they leave him. Maybe about five or six brothers gave me a look like, leave him alone, pal. Leave him alone. I feel confident. Earring make you confident? Come on now. Matthew 5. It's quiet now. Matthew 5 and 16, I'm in the close. Let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, glorify your Father which is in heaven. How can our light shine and we depressed? How can your light shine and you unhappy? See, God put you on a certain job so your light will shine on that job. You in the family you in because God wants your light to shine in that family where there's so much darkness. He wants you to be different. Come on, young people. He wants your light to shine. Wear your joints, but let your light shine. God, I'm teaching right. Proverbs 17. One more scripture we done. I'm teaching right. Yes, sir. Let your light what? Shine. Married folk, let your light. Shine. Single folk, let your. Shine. Young people, let your light. Shine. Old people, let your light. Shine. Good looking people, let your light. Shine. Proverbs 17. You look too good not to let your light shine. I told a sister in the church this week, I said, you got a beautiful smile. And then she smiled, but she wasn't smiling. I said, you never smile. And then I said, you never smile. I said, you got a beautiful smile. I said, you need to work on smiling. I said, you got to smile. Amen. Proverbs 17. We coming here. I got one more scripture out this. We done. Learning to be what? Learning to be what? Remember what Paul said? I've learned that whatever state I am, I have learned. I have been taught. See, somebody going to leave church today. God going to hold you accountable for how you've been taught. Something going to happen, and God going to say, hey, be happy anyhow. Let your light shine in the midst of this. See, sometimes God let us go through things, and yes, people know. You don't want nobody to know, but God want them to know because he want them to know what you're going through, but your light still shining. I love First Lady testimony because what she was going through in her body, nobody could detect it. Nobody, she, you know, because some folks go through and they want pity. How you doing, sister? I'm just glad to be here, Pastor. It took a lot to be here. You ain't gonna ask me what's wrong. I didn't want to. Y'all know it's saints in here. They be moping. How you doing, sister? Well, uh-oh. See them kind of people. How you doing, sister? Well, I'm like, good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. What's up, my brother? Hey, brother, good to see you, brother. Got to get away from you. I'm not playing Proverbs 17:22. I'm not going to be in church and miserable. I said, I'm not going to be in church and miserable. I'm on the Lord's side. I said, I'm on the Lord's side. Woo, and I'm glad about it. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart. Y'all better listen. A merry heart. A merry heart. A happy heart. Does good like what? Medicine. He particularly talking about herbs and stuff that's good for you. Don't think prescription drug with all these side effects. He said a merry heart does good like what? Medicine. Pat yourself and tell yourself, it's good for me to be happy. Pat yourself again and say, being happy is good for me. Pat yourself again and say, it's good for me to be happy. Do y'all realize that it's like medicine? Don't take a Tylenol. Be happy. Don't drink up all that NyQuil. Be happy. Don't take all that melatonin. Be happy. Be happy. Don't drink. Come on, don't do no drug. Be happy. Merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit. A broken spirit. When your spirit been broken by a person or a thing, it dries the bone. It ruins your life. First Kings. We done. Woo, this word. I'm going back and listen to this word on the way home. First Kings. Yes, I am. Because I'm going to be happy. I consider myself to be in that place where every day I'm striving to be happy. Every day. Stuff come, but I fight. I fight. And sometimes you got to fight to be happy. Some people you have to ignore. First King 10. Some calls, you don't call them back. Why? I'm fighting to be happy. I talk to her later on because she always got something negative to say. So I'll just wait to call. Come on. I've been trying to call you. You didn't see my phone calls. Don't answer that. Just say what you want. Because I was too happy then. Some of them, they're too tough for some of y'all. Some of y'all, they're like, ooh, Pastor, ain't that a little rude? Let me ask you something. Would you rather be a little rude or a little unhappy? I think I'd rather be a little rude and keep my happiness. No, you just calling to talk about somebody. Church was good today. You, girl, call me. You don't believe what happened at the wedding. Yeah, they got married, but call me. They ain't going to talk about the vows. They ain't going to talk about that good kids he put on them. They ain't going to talk about none of that. They going to talk about something they seen happen or something. Trying to cause you to be what? Unhappy. Be at no wedding, sitting beside nobody, talking about everybody. Time somebody walk in, look at her dress. Oh, who he think he is? Who you think told him to put on that suit? He look at, you better get away from people like that. First King 10, Paul said, in whatever state that I'm in, I've learned, I've been instructed. Y'all know you've been taught this morning. We've been taught. There's something to try it, amen? I'm going to show y'all a scripture. We closing right here, something God showed me. Deacon Hill, I know I've read it, but I hadn't just seen it like that. And when God showed it to me, I said, Lord, wait till the saints who were glad to be at church hear this scripture. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Huh? Wait till the saints who were glad to be at church. Because some of y'all let me know I'm not glad to be in. You preach long. The NBA play long. The NFL games are long. Movies are long. So you ought to want a long-winded preacher. You invite somebody, they tell them, no, he got 3-4 closes. Y'all just warn people when you invite him to church. Now, when he first say he closing, he ain't really closing. He getting to the close. But be happy. See, some of you happy on the first close, but you ain't happy on the second. You got to be happy through all these closes. God trying you right now. I'm still up here talking. Got y'all in 1 Kings 10. Some of you like, Pastor. See, he working on you now. Be happy. Be happy. 1 Kings 10. I told you I never seen it like this. Now, this is when the queen of Sheba came to see Solomon because she heard about all his riches and mainly his wisdom. She basically come to test him, really, if you study the scripture. And we done heard about that, right? But notice this right here, 1 Kings 10 and 6. And remember, let your light shine. That's what Paul was in prison in Philippians 4. But he had learned to be happy or to be content. And Paul knew he needed to let his light shine so that other preachers would see it and they would continue preaching the gospel. In other words, when you are happy, it can be seen. It can be seen. People watching you that you don't even know watching you. Now, the Queen of Sheba came to see Solomon. She came to hear his wisdom and see his riches, right? 1 Kings 10 and 6. Then she said to the king, it was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom. However, I did not believe the words until I came and saw it with my own eyes. Indeed, the half was not told me. For your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I heard. This is what I want y'all to see. Notice what the Queen of Sheba noticed about Solomon in verse 8. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. She said, I notice people who listen to your teaching. I notice members of your church, and I notice they are always happy when I see them. If you're a member of a place of refuge and you always sad, you're not a real member. Because the Queen of Sheba knew, Brother Rodney, these men sit and hear your wisdom, and they are happy. Even your servants. You know what that tell me? When God give you a job to do, no matter how tough or challenging your job is, as a Christian, you do that job and you be happy. You're a secretary. Folks at that job ought to say, I've never seen such a happy secretary. Can I help you? Good to see you today. You're a Christian. Come on, everybody rest of your feet. You're a Christian. You're an educator. You around young people, you be happy around them young folk. Bro, Jalen, you around them football players, you be happy around them young men. You let them come up to you one day and say, Coach, why you always so happy, man? We know you go through stuff. And you just tell them, say, y'all know I'm a born again Christian. Come on. I like my daughter-in-law. I mean, I love her. But that girl, she went through a little rough patch. But let me tell you something. That girl, girl, you beautiful. That girl got life in her. But she's smiling. I know every moment ain't that happy. She's dealing with my son. I know him. I know him. She's starting this show now. Every time I see her, I get even happier. If I ever call you one day, say, stop by here and see me. You ain't got to come in the house. Just get out and just turn around. And I'm really being serious about this. And I told somebody this as y'all rest to your feet. I'm done with the message. Learning to be happy. There is no job. You know, I love these folk talk about, yeah, you know, my heart desire is to get my dream job. What they mean is a job that is never challenging.
which doesn't exist. Some of you are spending 8, 10 to 12 hours a day on a job, and the whole time you're there, you're miserable. You hate it. See, some of you now like Sunday. Those of you who work Monday through Friday, oh man, you all hype, you all hype. But see, if that sun start going down, and you start thinking about Monday morning, man, your energy level start dropping. I mean, we was in college, they taught me about hump day. I said, what's hump day? They said, well, you just got to make Monday and Tuesday, and Wednesday's hump day, you getting over the hump. And you know, I started seeing that foolishness. And so I wasn't really living Monday and Tuesday. I'm just living for hump day. Come on. And then I got to a point where I'm just living for the weekend. I can't wait for Friday evening to get in. That means Monday through Friday, your life just. And see, some of you on your job, you're a child of God, but your light ain't shining on that job. That's bad. When stuff happens right now, people ought to be able to come to you. That's how I was on my job. They talk about closing the plant. Something negative happened. It never failed that a man will make his way to me. Not in front of all men, because men are prideful like that. They don't want to, you know, they ain't going to say certain stuff in front of other men. They'll make their way to me. And someone will be like, hey, Rev, what you think about what they talking about around here? And I said, man, I said, you know what? I said, I really believe this plant ain't going to close. I said, really, I think they're trying to make us work harder. I think they're trying to see how much we can get out, you know, and so forth. I said, but everything's going to be all right, man. He said, yeah. Just need to hear somebody positive. So, sometimes you never know what people are going through. And them being around you 3 or 5 minutes, what is it going to do for that person? Will it cheer them up? See, as a Christian, that's what we're supposed to carry, because we are the light bearers. We carry the light in us. And the one thing the enemy want to do is turn out the lights. Did y'all hear me? I'm close. Because that's the third close, ain't it, Sister Aisha? What close is that? Did you keep up? I know you're a professor, so I know you real detail. You real detail. Yeah, this 3.5, Pastor, to be exact. 3.5. I didn't want to say it. But do me a favor back there, Deke. Do me a favor. See, God said he want that light to shine everywhere you go, on your job, with your family, y'all parents, you're dealing with children. Sometimes dealing with children can be this, that, and other. But let me tell you something. When they young like that, oh, God. Just instant fun sometimes. The things they say, the things they do. Don't make the mistake I did. I raised my children basically just like, get 18 and talk to me like that. Get 18 and say that. You know, just 18 so they can get on their own, this, that, and other. And I recognize when I had my grandkids, I said, man, I missed a lot of this. I said, I was just rushing trying to get them kids where they could drive, they could do stuff on their own. And I warn parents sometimes, you got young kids, enjoy them kids. Them kids ain't no, don't clap, you make me go long. They ain't no, no, listen, they ain't no burden. The Bible says the fruit of the womb is blessed. It's a blessing to have them. Don't treat them like they get on your nerve, like they slow you down and all that. No, even if you got to move a little slower, don't drag them. Just take your time, baby. Take your time and just let them little feet walk. And enjoy all of that. Because when they get older and you can't control them, when they get older and a popsicle won't solve the problem, think about that. I'm trying to close y'all. Think about having your little 2-year-old is in a turmoil. The whole world falling apart. Because they can't get blue at the screen. The whole world falling. All you got to do is say, you want a popsicle? The whole world just sang with a popsicle. I wish you tell a 70-year-old who hormones are all out of whack. Agent, you want a popsicle? You know that girl look at you and say, Dad, now I'll tell you what I really want, Dad, but you'll get mad. There ain't no doggone popsicle. See, that'll keep you up at night. I told my girl when they were growing up, I said, y'all can talk to Dad about anything. Care what it is. Come talk to me. One of them came. I said, don't ever come back here again. I said, go to your mama with that kind of stuff. I ain't going to look at you the same. Let me get your little nasty self out of here, old man's butt.
You don't tell me nothing like that. And when I see that little boy, I'm be looking at him all kind of crazy way. What's up, Miss Cocker? You devil. But this is what I'm going to say, and then I got to go. I'm going to close it. I'm going to close it because I'm over so much. I'm over so much, but I'm going to close it. This is how easy it is. You're supposed to let that light shine as a Christian. You're learning to be happy. This is how easy situation, people, circumstances can put your light out. Cut them lights off, Deacon. Cut them off. Just hit them real quick. You happy, but then look. Look at that. Put your light out that fast. Put your light out that fast. Y'all hold on online. Ain't nothing wrong. Put your light out that fast. Come on. Put your light out that fast. Now, sometimes you know, man, what they said, what they did, what I'm going through, put my light out. I ain't shining like I need to be shining. It's going to be a process to you getting back there. You ain't going to get back to where you was overnight. Turn one light on, D. Turn one light on. See, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Yeah, I was down. It got me. Everybody know it. It shook me. Y'all seen the tears. Y'all heard it. It shook me. Oh, come on, D. Bam. Oh, Lord. Hey. Hey. It's going to be all right, though. Come on, D. Yeah, everything. 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 Come on, D. Everything is all right now. Come on, give him a hand to pray. Learning to be happy. Learning to be happy. This been Pastor Leonard Cochran from Place of Refuge Noonan. Thank you for your past, present, and future support. We love you. We thank you. And remember that Jesus is. God bless you.
The vision of A Place of Refuge is to make people productive in every aspect of life. Thank you for your past, present, and future support for our ministry. Pray that you are blessed by today's message. Be sure to listen and share other messages available through our podcast outreach. We thank you for all of your past, present, and future support for our ministry. And remember, Jesus is a refuge.